Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting second. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Hostetler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Werner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Rick Honeycutt. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner misplays the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Flynn moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Don Werner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werner hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Wright reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Werner and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Werner and he is safe. Kemp steals second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball towards right. Parrish catches it and throws to home to double up Bernazard. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kemp trying to get to home. Roberts throws the ball into Werner who tags Kemp, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hostetler hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kemp fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kemp. Hostetler moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Don Werner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werner is 0 for 1 in the game. Werner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baines is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Burns covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon strikes out. 1 out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. 1 out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hostetler hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Werner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werner is 0-for-2 in the game. Werner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werner moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for George Wright. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werner moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Randy Bass pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Randy Bass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bass hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Bill Stein now playing second base. Leon Roberts now playing center field. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hostetler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hostetler takes first base on ball 4. Mike Rickhart pinch runs for Dave Hostetler. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing first base. Mike Richart now playing second base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Werner and he is out, Wagner applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg pinch hits for Don Werner. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Texas Rangers, 1. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.